From the Black Information Network.
This is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
America's Vice President, African-American Kamala Harris, made it crystal clear the country has fought for the vote before and apparently must do it again.
We will fight to safeguard our democracy. We will fight to secure our most fundamental freedom, the freedom to vote.
The VP and the president in Atlanta, the district of the late Congressman African-American John Lewis, the cradle of the civil rights movement and the home of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Over the past few years, we have seen so many anti-voter laws that there is a danger of becoming accustomed to these laws.
The administration says what Republican-led states have been doing nationwide must be reversed. The president and vice president are calling for Senate rule changes to end the filibuster for voting legislation.
The battle to secure black votes comes with the backdrop of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. upcoming holiday weekend. There were celebrations, commemorations, and calls for action in cities and states nationwide. One celebration taking place in Harlem, New York at the Mount Olivet Baptist Church. The theme of this year's worship service is titled Moving from the Dream to Action. Among the guests are Jackie Rowe Adams, co-founder of Harlem Mothers Save, and New York's U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer.
One world for blacks and another world for politically connected white people is how a former employee describes the culture at the transit system in New Jersey. It was so bad, Pia Wilson sued, and other employees sued for discrimination and won millions back in 2016. Then she says, NJ Transit retaliated against her with less desirable working conditions, so she sued again, and she and another employee just settled for another $3.2 million. Wilson says she hopes things change as a result of her two successful lawsuits.
The other Minnesota cops on the scene as George Floyd was being murdered back in 2020 appeared in court to get ready for their federal trial, the judge making clear he wants a speedy trial. Jury selections begin in a little more than a week. Tu Tao, Jay King, and Thomas Lane are all accused of violating Floyd's civil rights. Convicted cop Derek Chauvin has been found guilty on the state murder charges, and he pled guilty to the federal charges.
A black mother with seven children is starting off the new year anticipating her own home. Kenitra Thompson and her children were homeless, living in a hotel. But now, the Virginia mom has a brand new house to look forward to, thanks to the Tri-Cities Habitat for Humanity. Thompson will be rolling up her sleeves for it. She has to put in 300 hours into building her home and an additional 100 hours into helping build the home of someone else. Thompson says she is just so happy. For more on these stories and international, national, state, and local news affecting the black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
What we're saying to the president is we need to see and hear how you're going to get these bills passed.
That was civil rights activist Martin Luther King III. He was talking before Joe Biden's speech on voting rights in Atlanta, Georgia. In his speech, the president made a strong argument for doing what is necessary to get historic voting rights laws passed.
Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor? Do you want to be on the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis? This is the moment to decide, to defend our elections.
But still, no indication his fiery words will actually make a difference back in Washington.
Popular restaurant Eddie Merlot in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, is facing a lawsuit from several former black employees who accuse the restaurant, general manager, and company of allowing racist behavior. One of the employees said his boss joked about shoving watermelon down the throats of black children, referred to black customers as those people, accused black customers of being high, and referred to Sunday as hat day to mock black women who were dressed for church. The restaurant also was accused of so-called Jim Crow segregation by seating black and white customers in different sections and saying he wanted black servers to serve black customers because it made him feel more comfortable than having Caucasian servers do it. Even several white workers reportedly quit because of that. In a statement, the restaurant says Eddie Merlot is a discrimination-free workplace. We take these allegations seriously, and on advice of counsel, we have no further comment on this pending litigation.
Private insurers will soon have to cover the cost of 8 at-home coronavirus tests per month per member. That's the new rule just handed down from the Biden administration. People will be able to get the tests at their health plan's preferred pharmacies and other retailers for free, or they can buy the tests somewhere else and then file claims for reimbursement. About 150 million Americans, just less than half the population, have private coverage. Each dependent of the person who is insured is considered a member.
The Chicago Bears is the latest NFL team getting ready for the changing of the guard. They are searching for a new general manager and new head coach. And the team says diversity in the front office is important to them.
Diversity is a critical part of the process. We are committed to providing a fair opportunity throughout the process to people of color.
But officials from just about every NFL team says the same thing. And year after year, very few African Americans are chosen for these key front office jobs. The hope is this year there will be a change.
And the University of South Carolina Board of Trustees has voted unanimously to name a campus residence hall for African-American graduate Celia Dial Saxon. She was considered a true education pioneer who the university says embodied the spirit of equality and justice through her life's work. Saxon was the daughter of an enslaved woman, and she was the first African-American to attend the school. I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
Bank of America has announced significant changes to its overdraft services, including plans to eliminate non-sufficient funds fees beginning in February and reduce overdraft fees from $35 to $10 beginning in May. A statement on their website says the company will also eliminate the transfer fee associated with its Balance Connect for overdraft protection service in May. These and earlier changes over the last decade, BOA says, will lead to overdraft fee revenues being reduced by 97% from 2009 levels. Bank of America is a proud founding partner of the Black Information Network. Well, there are a number of recalls you should be aware of. USA Today reports Dole has recalled more prepackaged salad mixes sold at Walmart, Kroger, Aldi, and HEB for listeria risk. Ground beef sold at Walmart, Kroger, Albertsons, and Winco food stores under store brand labels is being recalled for possible E. coli contamination. And beef sticks sold at Walmart and other retailers nationwide were recalled because of misbranding and failure to declare milk on its product label. Consumers are warned to not eat the products, throw them away, or return them for refunds. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.